Hello?
Hello, Ryan?
Yes.
Hey, Ryan, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Ah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
So I'm calling from the Google Guarantee department because you clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
It's possible. I do remember hitting something on it, but...
Well, the purpose of my call is to determine, A, if it was on purpose or on accident, and B, if it was on purpose, then to go over the opportunity with you and make sure that you qualify for it.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck?
Okay, absolutely. So do you have any experience with Google Guarantee? Have you ever done a search for trade services in your area? Okay, so if you were to do a search like right now in Alexandria with a clean, like a incognito window, and you just looked up tree service or tree mm-hmm. services or any of the services that you're providing, it would produce a result at the very top of the page above the map that's going to say Google Guarantee sponsored. So these are is Google's own pay-per-lead program. It's the very tippy top of the page. Okay? Now, there are a few requirements just before we jump into, like, pricing and what this would actually look like for you. There are a few different requirements. So, A, do you have any type of license for the business, LLC, business license, city license, state license, anything?
I do have LLC.
Okay. And then, do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Oh, these are just standard questions, okay? Do you have a United States Social Security number?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have a New Hampshire driver's license?
I do.
And do you have general liability insurance for your company?
I am working on that one.
Okay. How long until you have it?
Probably wouldn't be very long.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually need to call them and have to answer a few questions for them, but.
Okay. Well, that would really be the only thing that's holding you back for that. So there's certain requirements that Google has certain things that are required for Google Guarantee, and you have to have $250,000 in general liability insurance in your state. Okay. When you get a minimum. So when you get your certificate of insurance, I would suggest going with that, if not higher. And then for all intents and purposes, it does look like you would qualify once you have the insurance the position. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Just me.
Okay, so you'd be the only employee that would need to be background checked. If you had more, say you had 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 25, whatever the case is, it's just a one-time $250 application fee for the entire company. It's not per employee, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then once you're listed at the very top of the page in this section, it is a sponsored section. It is a coveted section. It is, like, the best of the best are listed up there. And... Okay. In this section, it is pay per lead, per qualified lead. So have you ever done anything like Angie, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, any of that?
Kind of, yeah. Angie's actually called me like a week-ish ago.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the way you folks did, but.
And how's it going with them so far?
I mean, it's kind of a weird setup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there's definitely been, they've directed people toward me, but, you know, they stressed certain things on, like, my profile and whatnot, which I can understand. You know, nobody's going to hire, you know, a generic grade image. But, like, I spent, like, the whole weekend trying to figure out why I couldn't upload a picture and all this other stuff, and in order to reach any of my contacts they sent me, I had to call, like, the Angie's number and do an extension number, and I'm like, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot. So this is 100% the opposite of that. When the phone rings, it's the actual client on the other end, and you know that it's the Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says it gives you the whisper feature. It says LSA, Local Service at Google Guarantee, and then it also – goes ahead and it shows you on the caller ID through the call tracking system. So you'll be able to access client phone number through the app that we have, but you're going to know that this is an app, that this is one of those paid leads because it says so. It lets you know up front, hey, you need to answer this call. You know what I mean? And if it's not a qualified lead, so if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, that's unqualified, you would not be charged. If it happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. If it happens to be somebody who's asking for a service you don't provide, say you don't offer stump grinding, and they're asking for stump grinding. Stump grinding isn't listed in your profile, so you shouldn't be called for that, but if you are and you decline the job because you don't offer that service, then you wouldn't be charged. Okay?
I do like that.
The same is true for services outside of your area. So if you're not servicing, you know, a certain area and you get a call from that area, again, it would be really hard for you to get a call from an area you're not servicing because you're not showing up in that area. They would have to do, like, a pretty extensive search just to find you. But if they did and then they called you from that number and it's not an area you're providing services in, again, you're not charged. It's not an area you're servicing. It's not in your profile. So they actually have AI listening to each one of those phone calls, Ryan, in order to ensure that you're getting calls from the specific areas that you want to come up in. Okay?
Okay.
You're only charged for the call, the lead, as it were, when the client requests the estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably, like, super rare because, I mean, how are you going to give an estimate over the phone for a tree job? Or B, if the client requests estimate face-to-face, so you would be setting appointment with the client to go out and bid the job, and that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Right. So those are the only two times that you're charged for the leads, and your leads are $56 a lead per qualified lead. Okay? And that's not really like a fluctuating cost. Once in a while, they get in there and they may have to do max lead bidding, and they will go over that with you at the time. But what happens is you pay the upfront $250. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to get you completely Google Guarantee approved. So it's not done overnight. Once you're Google Guarantee approved, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads, which is $730. That is paid upfront, and that is like an escrow account type of situation. So you pay the $730, and then the leads, if it's left idle and you don't pause it or increase it or decrease it, the leads would begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week and per qualified lead. So once the lead is considered qualified, AI's listened to the call, the $56 lead cost would come off of the $730. You can make that $730 last longer. If you choose, like, say you take on, you're the only guy, you said, so if you take on a job and then you choose to pause the leads, like, say you get that first job, you secure that first job, and then you're like, okay, hey, I'm going to do this job this week, or it's going to take me a couple days, or whatever, you call in, text, email, you pause your campaign. So you're, wherever you pause is where it stops financially. You can pause as long as you want to. Say you pause it for 72 days, or you pause it for 6 months, or however long you need to pause it for, is the money stays there and it continues to roll over. There's no automatic monthly charge on it.
Okay,
so that's the long and the short of it. It is a coveted program because it's the best qualified leads out there. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're the best. It's the best of the best. And getting in on the ground floor right now in your area, there's not a ton of providers. There's about 15 providers in Google Guarantee. If that one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's only 9 providers in your area. I see up to 25. So this is the time to get in.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it something that you're interested in?
I mean, it definitely sounds... Definitely sounds interesting. It sounds like it could be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like you said, though, you know, I'd have to go get the insurance, all that fun stuff before I could really qualify.
Right.
I mean, heck, I haven't gotten, you know, it's still starting out, so, you know, I haven't gotten a heck of a lot of
You can call and cancel that Angie's List. If you started with us 2 days ago, so I would suggest you have 72 business hours to call and cancel any service. You sound like a really nice guy, Ryan. You're going to have to be pretty firm with them, okay? And you're going to have to let them know that you know, hey, listen, I don't really want your guys' services. It's not what I thought it was. I want a full refund. And
yeah.
if they won't give it to
yeah.
you, then you do need to call your bank, but you can definitely get your money back from that.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. So when should I follow back up with you?
Let's see, what's today? Thursday. Probably, let's say next Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't know how long exactly the whole insurance thing will take, and just having the, you know, Thanksgiving and whatnot, who's motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you a call back next Wednesday, and we'll see where you're at. Okay?
Okay. I do have a quick question, because I know, so going through you folks, did the whole, you know, user agreement, hoopla, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have, like, access to the company's social media and everything. I guess I'm just curious, like, when that will start producing?
Producing?
The right
yeah,
way?
For sure. Understood.
Yeah.
So so your website will be up and running in about 3 to 5 days from the time you started.
Okay.
Your Facebook ads, the terms and conditions state 7 to 14 days. Okay. And then, so we just got access. It looks like they're going to be reaching out to you, here pretty quickly because I have, there's a notice in here for client needs contact Facebook ads. So they're going to be reaching out to you. It looks like just yesterday morning you gave us access. So we're going to get those ads up and running quickly. The Google business profile verification,
okay.
all that is something that we've got going on for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you soon, and thank you for your time. Thank you for being a client, Ryan, and I'll call you next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Bye.